Tariffs definitely had control in the marketplace today. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield with this market update. As Sue Martin joins us today, Sue is with Ag and Investment out of Clarion, Iowa. And no surprise, Sue, we saw it happen in the overnight trade as it spread to today's day trade. The president's comments definitely taking hold on the market.
Well, they are. And truthfully, I think that, you know, we're seeing the emotion first of the fact that he hit so many countries. I don't know as if they were expecting that, up to 50 countries. But on the same token, you know, Trump's a negotiator. And, you know, if you start out high, you have room to come down and concede a little bit. And so, you know, he has a baseline tariff of 10% under all of this. And I think that now these countries know that he isn't going to probably go any lower than the 10%, but they can work with him. Now they can start to come back. And yes, you know, these countries' leaders around the world were complaining. Well, of course they're complaining because they've had the ability to tax us pretty good, but not have to worry about us doing things back to them. And things are changing. And I kind of think he's done the right thing. 10% to me does not seem all that large. You know, if you look at energies, for example, the crude oil broke $5 overnight. We're down around not far from that here this morning. Europe basically takes 48% of our crude oil, and South Korea takes 12% of it. The other countries, you've got, you know, like India, 6% and what have you. But then you've got other countries that total up around 30% of our energy. And we've already had put tariffs on Venezuela. So I think that, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with Russia and go on from there. But I think that, to be honest, like for cattle today, cattle were heavy long by funds. And so to see that market crater probably was, you know, not a surprise either because of the fact that this is a market that's been very lofty, very maybe, I'm not going to say overpriced, but very rich. And I know all of our indicators that we utilize have been kind of flashing sell signals at us in the cattle. And yet, you know, granted, cash is still premium over the futures, so, but not burdensomely so. And, you know, we've got the market still bull spread because there's that old saying, you never hold a bull up by its tail. And it's going to be interesting to see how we proceed on. Gold and silver, I think, had gotten a little overdone. Gold, you know, up around that 3150 mark, there's been economists that are very well respected saying, beware, gold shouldn't be able to hold the 3150 mark. And today makes you feel like that occurred. But still, gold's almost $20 off its lows.
So what do you think we can see going into tonight's overnight trade? Will we start to back off a little bit of the tariff pressure, or is it going to continue to take hold?
Well, I think that we may, because we're catching some closes at pretty low levels, I think what will happen is we've had such a huge day here on the charts in various commodities. Silver, for example, is down to a 200-day moving average. You know, you look at cattle, and they've had a big down day. Beans gapped down. So I think the market will start off lower tonight, but I sort of wonder if it won't float back a little bit as we go in through Friday.
Sue Martin joining us today as we talk about the implications of what the tariffs have meant for today's market trade. I'm Susan Littlefield with this market update on the American Ag Network.